USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump said Thursday will be a big day and he'll make an announcement about opening up the country again.
We'll also be speaking to America's governors tomorrow, and then we'll be announcing exactly what's happening. You already know we'll be opening up states, some states much sooner than others. And we think some of the states can actually open up before the deadline of May 1st.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo agrees testing is necessary until a vaccine is available.
Testing is the best mechanism for you to get your way through this 12 to 18 months. Now, why doesn't the president want to go near testing? Because testing is a quagmire. No one can do it. No one can bring it up to scale quickly. It is very complicated.
This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Chase Bank. Social distancing means more consumers are performing everyday activities using digital tools these days. And for some, it can be the first time they go digital for things like banking or grocery shopping. Nearly two-thirds of smartphone users over 50 reported in 2019 that they don't use their devices for financial transactions. Chase and AARP Foundation have collaborated to help improve digital confidence and know-how with free videos and worksheets on things like downloading an app, depositing checks, and avoiding scams. Alice Rodriguez, financial health leader for Chase, says,
there are many online tools that can help us handle everyday tasks from home, like banking. These free resources can help you stay safe and confident online and ready to spot misinformation and scams.
To take a free online workshop on financial technology, visit aarpfoundation.org/fintech. Again, that's aarpfoundation.org/fintech.
A chain reaction crash has injured dozens of people on a big city highway. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Over a dozen people recovering from injuries they suffered in a nearly 60-vehicle pileup in Chicago. It happened on the Kennedy Expressway on Wednesday morning as roads were hit with winter weather and traction was low. 13 people suffered minor injuries, another person in good condition, according to a Chicago Fire Media Twitter account. 45 other people didn't want to be taken to hospitals, although they did receive treatment at the scene. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Citing the coronavirus, President Trump threatened to adjourn Congress to entice the Senate to approve more of his nominees. California Senator Kamala Harris.
To deflect from the fact that he has failed to be a leader during a pandemic, a public health crisis, an economic crisis facing our country, I frankly think it's we got to stop waiting for him to act like a president.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
11 days after the launch of the Trump administration's Paycheck Protection Program to provide relief to small businesses slammed by coronavirus, 74% of allotted funds have been earmarked. If you're one of those small businesses who applied for a PPP loan, financial analyst Chris Hogan tells Fox Business,
you're going to have to be your own best advocate. That means you're not only going to have to follow up via email, but you're going to have to get on the phone. So this can't be a sit back and wait. You're going to have to be proactive. I would reach out to all of the 800 numbers, all the numbers that they provided, and I would keep a file as well as a call log.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
California is making plans to reopen businesses to help ease the unemployment crisis that they have there due to the coronavirus pandemic. California was once a state with record low unemployment, but now that's reversed.
Just like that, now 2.7 million people claiming now the need for unemployment insurance in just over 1 month.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order to expand state unemployment office hours. He also created a fund to help illegal immigrants.
We feel a deep sense of gratitude for people that are in fear of deportation but are still addressing the essential needs of tens of millions of Californians.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.